Chapter 21, Adamantua Orbital.
That simply cannot be a moon, said the azimuth's first navigator, studying the large printout that had been unfolded on the silver display tables of the charting room. It is far, far too close to the planet itself. Look, it is within the very aura of the near-space disruption. That close, its gravitational effects would split Adamantua in two.
Am I honestly hearing this? Asked Heth. We have what appears to be best described as a full-blown gravity storm besetting this planet and coring up the heart of the system. Gravitational anomalies all around the near-space region, and as you say...
My lord, said the first navigator, I am quite precise. The gravitational incidents, the disruptions that we are seeing, are considerable. But it is random, and it seems to be manufactured by distortions in space. If a planetoid appeared in such close proximity to the world, it would be a much more focused and significant effect. Adamantua would have shifted in its orbit, perhaps even been knocked headlong. The hazard we are encountering is like sustained damage from a shotgun. A moon! That would be a blow from a power hammer.
But still, said Maskar, tapping his finger on the oddly shaded part of the printout, this. What is this?
An imaging artifact, said the first navigator.
It's of considerable size, said Maskar.
It's a considerably sized imaging artifact, then, sir.
The Amculon was an imaging artifact, too, Heth reminded them quietly. Then it turned out to be a ship.
The physical laws of the universe would simply not permit a moon or other satellite body to move so close to a planet, nor could such a body appear...
I've seen demons, Heth growled. Up close. Don't talk to me about the physical laws of the universe.
They stood in silence and stared down at the huge printout. The chart room was cool and well lit, arranged for the study of cosmological documents. The air circulator stirred the edges of the vast vellum sheet that hung over the edges of the silver table. None of the ships in Kiran's fleet had been able to detect or resolve anything resembling a moon in the gravitational and radioactive maelstrom surrounding Adamantua. The printout image had come from the mission log data transmitted to them from the Amculon. Aquilinia had recorded and stored the Auspex scan as she dragged her ship out of its death dive. This had been shortly before the tumult increased, swallowed her up, and blinded her.
We have examined the resolution, said one of the several tech adepts assembled in the chamber. The so-called moon image is indeed a ghost. Verifiable data is hard to find, of course, but that object seems to be only partly material, as if it is an echo of something not quite there.
An imaging artifact, the first navigator declared.
No, sir, said the tech adept. It is like something trying to emerge, to pass through, to translate, as if through a warp gate. Hell's teeth, cried Heth. Then who or what are we dealing with?
I don't know, said Admiral Kiran, but I place my full-throated support behind your efforts to pursue this, sir, rather than giving it up as a dismal and lost cause. We must find out what is happening here and who has wrought it. Because if they can move a planetary body here, then they can pretty much move one anywhere and do anything.